Claire Kavanagh at breakfast. BBC.
Do you remember your school dinners? Got some fantastic stories this morning. What was on the menu at your school? Spam fritters and chips, sausage and mash, and who can forget the legendary pink custard? That's all set to change as the government is putting forward new rules for what can and can't be served in canteens. The proposals would see most sugary foods scrapped and deep fried food banned in an effort to tackle childhood obesity. Under the new rules, deep fried and high sugar food are going to be banned from school dinners. So things like sausage rolls and pizzas are going to be restricted. Instead, every meal will come with salad or vegetables, and any puddings will need to contain at least 50% fruit. Catherine Ogden is the head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, and I'm delighted she's here. Morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
What do you get now for school dinners at your school?
So there's always a range of food on offer. So that can go from jacket potatoes, it can go to chili con carne. There is fish and chip Friday, I've got to say, at King's Oak as well. So when I heard that, I could resonate quite a lot with our meal offers as well.
But do you think things need to change?
I'm someone who is a real advocate for a healthy, balanced diet for children. And so I'm really positive about the changes. I think obviously we need to work with our caterers, because quite often in schools they are subcontracted arrangements. So it'd be really important for us to be reviewing what the menu offers are going to be during the tendering processes. But I think there's also a really good opportunity for us to think about how can we bring in this healthy living opportunity into our curriculum? How can we educate our children to make sure that they're really aware about the food that they're putting into their bodies, whether it's during our lunchtime or when they go home and it's at dinner? How can we help children really have nutritionally valuable food each day, but also understand why this is also important?
Is it to do with money? Like, you're talking about contracts there. Is there financial pressure on schools? And sometimes, like, you might just go for the cheaper, less expensive things?
I think within the CLF, which is the federation I'm part of, we really value making sure we get high quality, nutritious food alongside making sure that it is good value for money. But I think there is going to be a part to play in looking at the cost of these meals and making sure, as we all know, we're managing a rising cost of living. How are we going to make sure that the food costs associated with making sure that the food is fundamentally more healthy, more nutritious, but is also affordable? And how are we going to manage that when we look at the cost of the price of the meal, which could be transferred onto children and families?
As a head teacher, does it make you nervous, like, hearing about new government proposals, ... Is that something that you are up for, or do you think, oh my goodness, something else, another change? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think within the education sector, we are used to change and how to respond to that. But I think the principles behind this are things that schools could only welcome in.
Okay. And I was thinking about, it feels like now, is there any excuse to not know what's bad for us in food? Do you find that children know what's bad and what's good?
I think children are certainly becoming much more aware, whether it is through information that they receive via things like social media, whether it's how we teach children during the course of the school day, or actually when we look at advertising campaigns that go on across the country. I think there is something to say around children knowing what that is and then changing their habits of what they're choosing to eat or drink during the school day or on route to and from school as well. So I think beyond us making sure that food is available, that it is healthy, we are going to have to change some habits of our children. And for those of your listeners who have got parents have children at home, that isn't necessarily the easiest shift. So how are we going to make the food appealing and children wanting to have that rather than or looking for an alternative way of accessing the sugary food? How are we going to make sure that they eat this in school?
Yeah, so making sure they don't just go home and then eat something rubbish.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's so tough though, isn't it? Because the levels at the moment of obesity and bad eating are very high, aren't they? It must be something as a head that concerns you a lot for things like concentration and making sure kids get the best out of school.
Yes, there are some children whose families we've worked with where we've noticed if a child isn't quite ready to learn at the start of the school day, and we've been asking, what are you eating? What are you drinking on the way into school? And that directly influencing how a child is learning within the school day. And we've had some fascinating conversations. We've also looked at for children who, if they're feeling unwell at the end of lunchtime or maybe asking to go home, what have they had for lunch? Is it something that is nutritionally valuable, or has it been a brownie and a soft drink? What has it been? And can we shift that behaviour to help them actually be more productive during the school day and learn more and feel better in themselves?
So it's that noticeable. in children.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? Catherine, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Catherine Ogden, head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, talking about government proposals due to be announced today. That's where we expect to find out to transform school meals and make them healthier.